Thank you for holding, Dennis. How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Another day in paradise, brother. Thank you for asking. So my name's Daniel Nelson with Local Splash. I'm one of the specialists in the department that handles pricing for your area. And I know Tara, she does a great job going over the basics of how our program works. I wanted to ask you, though, did you have any questions for me about the program aside from pricing that I can answer?
Not at the moment. I mean, it's pretty much just marketing, right? Like, where someone types something in the search engine, and I could possibly be one of the first ones to pop up.
That's exactly it. Yes, sir. So to give you like an example, if somebody typed in remodeling contractor in Columbia, Maryland, right? Your company would be a top recommended option on the first page of Google. And to paint you like a bigger picture, you're going to be allowed to have multiple keywords as long as there's services you offer. You get 20 keyword phrases total. So if somebody's searching, you know, kitchen remodeling, bathroom remodeling, best painters, flooring contractors, etc., your company is going to show up when these phrases are typed in. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Now, I do want to also tell you, so one of the major benefits is that this position just became available within our company. So we are filling it today. Once we begin working on you on the first page of Google and Bing, we close your category off for the general contractor vertical, and we cannot work with anyone else in your territory who does what you do. Does that make sense so far?
Yes, it does.
Awesome. All right. So here's how this works. You do qualify for our new in business rate. So everything here is month to month, absolutely no contracts. With the discounts applied, your pricing will be set at a flat rate, and this would never go up on you, to $299 a month for our platinum package.
Okay.
Now, what that's going to include is you're going to have complete Google local optimization setup. So that's the map section on Google. And this is going to include a directory submission package with the most popular directories in your area. Okay, just to name a few of those, it would include Bing, Yahoo, Apple, and Meta. Okay, very important too, this is going to be exposure that covers all devices. iPhones, Androids, tablets, even desktops. So we're literally going to cover all your bases here.
Okay. All right.
Now, I want to give you an idea of the type of results you can expect. So are you like a full-blown general contractor? Are you doing remodels, kitchens, bathrooms, all the interior subwork? Like, what's that look like?
Yeah. We do bathrooms, flooring, windows. We can do kitchen cabinets. Yeah, I guess that's about it. Framing too.
Anything exterior, yeah. Like decks or concrete siding.
Decks.
Okay. Okay, so bathroom remodeling, flooring remodeling, right? Window insulation, kitchen cabinets. I put home remodeling too. Framing and then decks. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I'm plugging those into the analytics, and it's going to show me off the past 30 days within a 50-mile radius the results. So give me one second. Okay, so it shows me keywords related to your services have been searched on Google 1,812 times in the past 30 days. And again, that's within a 50-mile radius. Now, that doesn't mean you'll get 1,800 phone calls, though, you know. But I'm sure you would love to capitalize on a small percentage of these clients searching where they could call you directly, right? It's the name of the game. Now, I do want to tell you, too, since we're a Google Premier partner and a partner with Meta, Google and Meta allows us to bundle their advertising with our services. So the way that's going to benefit your company is you're not just going to show up in your local zip code. We could target your service radius. We're able to do a 50-mile radius max, which obviously just gives you more exposure and it gets you results even faster.
Okay.
Now, the beauty of this program, too, is it does come with a customized tracking and reporting system. So from there, you're going to be able to see what keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving. It shows you the location of the search that was performed too. But more importantly, in addition to all that, it's going to track how many phone calls you receive from new clients, which is like the most important thing. And from your dashboard, if you ever want to add like keywords, run promotions, or change any content, you can do the majority of that from your dashboard or from the assistance of your account management team, which starts with me. I would be your account lead on this. So tell me, since this is month-to-month, no contracts, and all those services provided to give you a much stronger online presence, I'm sure you'd love to give this a shot, right?
Yeah, this sounds appealing.
Perfect. All right, so first thing I always like to do, Dennis, I'm going to have everything we just went over sent off to you in writing. What is the best email address for you?
It's selectestaterenovations@gmail.com.
Got it. So selectestaterenovations@gmail.com. Okay. So first email coming to you now is going to be titled Google and Facebook Marketing. This will have everything we just went over in writing. And in a moment here, after I activate your account, you'll also receive from Local Splash Support your welcome email, which will have your login credentials for your dashboard and your initial invoice as well. Now, the company name, the way you want it branded online, it's Select Estate Renovations LLC. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. This 202-500-3845 number, is that the best number for your clients to reach you at?
Yes. Would I be able to change it later?
You can. Yes, sir. So if you get a different line in the future, right, it's as easy as a click of the mouse for us to change. It just takes 48 hours to update online.
Okay.
If you change, like, photos or, like, content, it changes right away, but the phone number just, it takes a little bit longer, you know?
That's not a problem.
Are you looking to get a business line?
I'm considering it, but right now I think I'll pass for the moment.
Okay. So we actually, we offer with our services business lines. We call them call tracking numbers. So what happens is it forwards to your phone, and the benefit of having that too is it like you'll always know when it's like a business call coming through, and it cuts like robo and spam calls from coming through as well.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll put that in the notes. I'll have a tech go over that, but I'm going to send you some text messages right now. The first one's going to be my direct line and extension. When you have a chance, just save that in your phone, okay?
All right.
Now, currently, you don't have a website for the business, right?
Yeah.
You do or you don't?
Not yet. It's underway.
It's on the way? Okay. Did you already start creating it?
Not yet.
Okay. So I'm going to send you another text right now. I'm going to send you a general contractor website in demo mode. That way you have an idea of what we could build for you. So if you want to pull that up, right, let me take a look at it. Okay, so when you pull it up, it'll say Pro Build Solutions. We would obviously, you know, switch that out for your company name, and we use all, like, your photos, your videos, your description. we'll make it look exactly how you want it to look, and we give you full access to the website.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. It looks legit.
Yeah, so usually we charge an additional fee for the website, but with our new and business packages, we throw it in at no additional charge. So I'm just going to include it, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, let's see. We do need to have a postcard from Google sent directly to you. This is part of their PIN verification process. The address I see here for you is 5719 Sweetwind Place, and that's in Columbia 21045. Is that the best address?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want that address hidden or showing online?
Prefer it hidden.
Okay, perfect. So let's hide it. Okay, in service radius, we're able to do a 50-mile radius max. Are you willing to travel that far, though, or did you want to narrow it down?
Yeah, 50 is good. It's
okay. All right, so let's put that in. And I know you said your services, but just to re-verify them, so bathroom remodeling, flooring remodeling, a window replacement, kitchen cabinets, home remodeling, framing, and decks. Is there anything else we should know about?
Can I add decks later?
Yeah.
I feel like I gotta get more comfortable with, processing, permits.
Okay. Okay.
I'm still not too familiar with that. Like, bathroom floor plans, at the moment, I don't feel too comfortable doing it, but we can do we can do ceramic work, toilet replacements, cabinet replacements. But if it's like piping, moving one pipe to another, we can do it, but technically we need a permit or a licensed plumber.
Or a sub worker, right? Yeah. So. Okay, so yeah. On the flooring, you just want to target ceramic flooring then, right? Is what it sounds like?
Yeah.
Okay, toilet replacement, cabinet replacement, bathroom remodel. What about, are you ready to start targeting windows? Window replacements?
Windows, yeah, we're pretty comfortable with that.
Okay, got it. And then I saw kitchen cabinets too, right?
Yes.
Do you want to start targeting home remodeling just to kind of gain some traction there?
Yeah, I feel like it's necessary to just
big time.
You know,
yeah, it's a good keyword too. You know what I'm saying? So I know you guys are brand new and you're kind of getting your feet wet, but showing up for home remodeling, at least you're now getting the calls to come through, and then you can kind of take them case by case, basically. You know,
yeah.
And then framing work too, right? You were saying?
Yeah.
Okay, and I didn't mean to cut you off. You said you have pictures.
I have pictures, but the last 6 months they've been like in-house work.
Okay.
From my portfolio.
Okay.
But that's where I'm having kind of issues, like getting reviews from other people. I could probably get like 2 or 3 for now.
Okay, I'm glad you brought up the reviews, right? So we give you multiple ways to gain reviews. For one, we're gonna create you a custom QR code. You know, everybody loves those now. So those you could put like on your business cards or, you know, they could scan it, whatever. The other way, and this is my client's favorite way to get reviews, we're going to create you what's called a tiny URL. So it'll be like ratemypro.selectestaterenovations.com, right? And all you have to do is you just send that to them. When they click the link, it pulls up the 5 stars. And then they can just write something nice. And then the third way is we're also going to put on your website a review link. So let's say like you did the job, they love it, right? You could even tell, hey, just go to my website, click that link and leave a review, please, you know? So there's multiple ways, and in your tracking system, it'll show you every review that came through. And we also give you strategies of how to respond to those reviews. Okay?
Yeah.
So I'm glad you brought that up for sure. Obviously, being brand new, you don't have very many on there, or you're going to start with zero, but we're going to help you boost that up, okay? Okay. Do you have a logo yet for the business?
I created one, but I mean, do you have any recommendations? I'm still
You do logo creation, but if you want, we'll have you send in the logo that you have, and we could kind of just try to, like, spice it up or make any modifications to it that you want.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Okay.
Because I made one. It seems pretty simple. Because I'm also considering making, like, shirts for the guys.
Okay, perfect. So you need that logo ASAP then. So what I'll do, I'm going to message the guy that does the logos. His name's Steve Lyons, and I'll have him try to get on top of that right away, and I'll show you the in your dashboard where you're going to put your current logo. That way you have something to work with, okay?
Okay. I'm also in the process of trying to make, like, business cards too.
Perfect. So the QR code to put on the business cards, we have to have your Google page live. That's live typically within 7 to 10 days. So if you want, I know 7 to 10 days is a while if you're trying to get the cards made now. I would get your cards made, like, as is. The logo should be ready for it, but the QR code, we have to wait till your Google listing's live. So it probably wouldn't make it till the second wave of cards unless you're willing to wait that 7 to 10 days. Before you create the cards.
I can wait. Perfect. Can wait it out.
Because the QR code is super cool. Like, people love that, and when they scan it, they can leave a review. It makes it super easy on them, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's the main thing. Like, you ask 100 people to leave reviews, you know, and, like, 10 of them will. So you gotta make it, like, easily accessible for them to be able to do it, you know? Yeah.
Right.
Dennis, your first name, you spell that D-E-N-N-I-S, right?
Yes.
Okay, what's your last name?
Camacho, C-A-M-A-C-H-O.
Perfect, Camacho. All right, so what I'm going to do, the next step, I'm going to secure billing info. I'm going to read a voice verification to you, which will just outline our service agreement, that everything's month-to-month here, no contracts. And then I'm going to schedule your client interview with your assigned technician. That's where they go through all the fun stuff, the keywords, the logo, all that stuff. All right. Now, before I schedule that for a time that works best for you, the billing information, the card you're going to be using to secure the position with today, is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
I'd like both, business name, my name, I guess, CEO or, general contractor label.
Okay.
Like, I have an idea, like, can I send it to you, through the number you just text me?
No, the logo you're going to put in the dashboard, which I'm going to give you access to in just a second. You can text it, but I'm going to show you exactly where to put it. I'm talking about the billing info to secure the position, though. So, like, the card you're going to use, is it the billing card, right? Is it your name, the business name, or both on that?
It's my name, but it's under another business.
Okay. So I'm just going to put Dennis Camacho on there then.
Okay.
Billing address, is it the same 5719 Sweet Wind Place, or is it a different address?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
It's the same one.
And the card, is it Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
No, American Express.
All right. I'm ready for that card number when you are.
Well, this is for the monthly fee, right?
Correct, for the $299.
Okay. This is actually going to be a MasterCard.
Okay, let me change it. Give me one second.
Let me make sure. It's a Visa.
It's a Visa? Okay. Should start with a 4 then.
Yeah, this one. Yeah. This one is with my name and Select Renovations.
Oh, really? Okay. So Dennis Camacho and then Select Renovations. So the estate's off of there, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Put that. All right, you said Visa. Ready for that card number when you are.
All right, it's 4741.
Mm-hmm.
6610.
Okay.
0256.
Mm-hmm.
9239.
Expiration date?
It's 0228.
All right. And the CVC code?
629.
All right. So what I'm doing now is coding out the card. I'm assigning the package to your technician, processing the payment, and I'm going to read this voice verification to you now. Heads up on the voice verification. It's going to ask you a few questions that I already asked you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Select Estate Renovations LLC.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Dennis Camacho, and title is CEO.
Perfect. And you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Perfect. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That is July 29th, 2024. And the non-refundable discounted amount of $299 for the Platinum Package. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 29th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Now I can stop sounding like a robot. They make me read that thing like verbatim, you know? Okay. So client interview, we're going to block off a full hour for the appointment. Usually the call takes about 30 minutes or so. Let me just check their availability. Give me one sec. All right. So they only have two more slots available today. They have a 4 p.m. and a 5 p.m. Do either of those work for you?
4 p.m. is good.
Perfect. Okay, so let me book that in. Give me one sec. All right, so you're going to get an email calendar invite. It's going to say Local Splash on it, CI, which just means client interview, and EN for English. 1 hour before the appointment, you're going to receive an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know the appointment's coming. And the way this works, then, is they're going to call you from our 877 number, the same number that I texted you. And as long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'm going to call you first just to introduce you to the technician. If I am on the phone, they'll call on their own just to make sure we don't miss the appointment. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, a few more questions for the tech side. They want to know your preference. Do you normally prefer phone calls, emails, or texts from us?
Text or phone call is fine.
All right, perfect. Text or phone. And I'll tell you, they do all three, too, just so you know. I'm just putting the preference in here. Let's see. The business, is it currently licensed and insured?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Put that. All right. I saw your text, too. I'm going to pull that up in just a second. Let's see here. Facebook. You don't currently have a business Facebook page, right? I didn't see one.
No, not at the moment.
Okay.
I'd like to pick up a little more traction before I do that. I know it would help with the online presence.
Big time. So we include it though, right? So you're going to have, we'll create you a business Facebook page, which we'll make you the owner of. And you also have retargeted ads through Meta. And the good thing with that is they don't have to be following you to see your ads on Facebook. They're going to retarget. So if somebody, like just to give you an example, let's say they're in that 50-mile radius and they search bathroom remodeling, right, or ceramic flooring, anywhere online. When they go to their Facebook page, your ad's going to show up on their feed as long as they're in your targeted area, okay? And that's included with the platform. Like you already paid for that. So do you have a personal Facebook page?
I do, but that's inactive. Like I deleted my old one. So this one's more for like networking.
Yeah. So we create you a business page and we want to make you the owner of it. So what we do is we send you the ownership to your personal. That way, anytime you log into the personal, you could toggle from your personal to your business page, you know? So your Facebook is inactive or?
It's active. You could send it there. It's just, it's kind of like a ghost account, but I still have a picture of, you know, we could use it.
Okay. We don't, just so you know, it's not linked to the business page, right? In terms of like somebody being able to see your personal page, and we don't go into your personal page at all. They're just going to send you the ownership. That way you're able to like go to your business page when you want to. Okay. I found so I searched Dennis Camacho. Hold on. It says Columbia University. Is that you or no?
No, it's, I think I have like a blue, like sweater hoodie.
Okay.
On a bridge picture.
Okay, let me see. So Dennis Camacho, do you know if he listed it out of Columbia, Maryland?
I should have.
Okay, let me check real quick. If not, I'll show you how to send the link to me. That way I could put it in the notes for your technician. Yeah, because it's not pulling up. Camacho, C-A-M-A-C-H-O, right?
C-A-M as in mom.
Yeah. That's what I have. Okay. So are you able to pull your Facebook page up right now? I'm going to show you how to get the link. So when you pull it up, right, I have mine up too so I can walk you through it. So at the top, you're going to see like what's on your mind, right? And it will be like a bubble of your picture. Go ahead and click the bubble.
Okay.
And it should take you to, like mine says Dan Nelson, and then it says add to story, and then three little dots. Do you see that?
No. Like as soon as I log in on the website URL?
Yeah, as soon as you log in, it should show your profile picture.
Yeah, I clicked on the profile picture, and it takes me to, I guess, my profile.
Yeah, and then it should say...
I see the three dots.
Okay, click the three dots, and then at the very bottom... If you scroll down, it's going to say copy your profile link.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead and copy that, okay? And then just paste it in our current text thread. I'm going to pull your logo up to you right now. You sent that to me.
Yeah, I have the digital version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are the business cards like I kind of want to replicate.
Okay. I think it looks cool, man. Okay. So I'm going to send that to Steve. Is that exactly how you want the logo to look though, or do you want to change it up some?
If he has any recommendations, I'd be open to that.
I'll have him, send you some examples. I'll message him in just a second even. He's like the main person that does that, so he's the perfect guy to do it. Let me see. Let me know after you text to that Facebook page too, and I'll refresh over here. Oh, I got it.
Yeah.
All right, awesome. So let me attach that. Need business page. Okay, let me show you too. So we sent you a few emails from Local Splash Support. So I'm going to get you logged into your dashboard. the first thing I want you to do, if you could pull up the local Splash initial invoice.
Was that the one that was emailed?
Yeah, it was emailed. Yes, sir. Should be from local Splash support, titled local Splash initial invoice. Select estate renovations at Gmail, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'm just making sure I have the right email. Do you see the emails from local Splash support?
Yeah, I see you sent two.
No, there should have been three. So there's going to be an action needed email, which I'll explain in a second. Welcome to local Splash email, and then local Splash initial invoice.
Okay, yeah, I see all three of them.
Perfect. Okay, so go ahead and pull up the one that says initial invoice first. And then let me pull it up to, okay, fifth line down, you should see a blue hyperlink. It'll say, please click here to accept subscription terms. Go ahead and click that where it says click here.
Okay. Got it.
So that's going to take you to a screen that says local Splash terms of experience, okay? This is everything you're paying for in writing. It's everything I went over with you, but just to recap, under services, you'll see Google Business Profile Optimization, Google Business Profile Access. That's the map section on Google. Directory submissions, it's going to show you the main directories that we submit you to. Okay? My site, custom website, that's one I wanted to touch on. So we're on a recorded line. You'll see something about fees under my site. Your my site was included at no additional charge, and that will reflect at the bottom of your invoice. It'll say my site, $0. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Facebook business page access, Facebook ads, those are those retargeted ads on Meta that we talked about. Google ads and Google guaranteed. Okay. So those are not included in this platform. Those are upgraded services. So let's say like 2-3 months down the line, you're like, man, I'm loving this, I'm getting great results, but I want more clicks or more leads. Google Ads and Google Guaranteed are a good way to do that, okay? Especially Google Guaranteed. It's a really good platform. So basically, we'll just kind of cross that bridge later. We want to see how you do on the base program first, basically, okay? All right. Google Workspace is optional. That's a business email. If you're interested in that, your technician will go over it with you in the client interview. Okay? Advanced reporting is your tracking system. That's the next thing I'm going to get you logged into. Live client support, any changes you want made, we're able to do it live over the phone with you. Okay? And I'll be your account lead too, so don't ever hesitate to call me. SMS communication is just telling you we communicate via phone call, email, and text. So if you don't answer, for example, we'll just send you a text letting you know we called. Okay?
Okay.
Delivery dates and client responsiveness. Okay. 7 to 10 days from startup, all your directory submissions will be done. Okay? 7 to 14 days from sign up, your Google listing will be fully optimized. Your social media ads will be running, and your website will be up and running. So that's all in 7 to 14 days. For you to rank on the first page of Google for all 20 keyword phrases we're targeting you for, some you'll see faster than others, but the timeline we send you in writing for that is 45 to 60 days. And that's really to, like, cover our butts, you know?
Yeah.
And then below, you'll see how your pricing breaks down, like what goes where, and that it's month-to-month, no contracts, okay? So at the bottom, after you reviewed everything, and you could take your time, it's going to have you check a couple boxes. and then it will have you type your name in and hit confirm. After you do that, it's going to take you to a username and password screen. That is for your tracking and reporting system. Okay, and let me know if you have any questions on there too.
Okay, you said it'll take, after I sign it, it'll take the local / username?
Yeah, it's going to take you to the username and password. Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm here.
Okay, so the username, give me 1 second. I'm going to give it to you, and then I'm going to show you how to always get to it, okay? So give me one quick sec. All right, so the username is going to be your phone number. No spaces, so it's 202-500-3845.
All
right. Password, okay? All lowercase letters, all one word, and I'm going to spell it, okay? It's PPC online, but I'm going to spell it out. So P like Paul. P like Paul. C like Charlie. Online. So O like Oscar, N like Nancy, L like library, I like igloo, N like Nancy, E like Edward.
Okay.
Okay, and then let me know, that should take you, when you log in, it should say we are working on your account. Are you looking at that?
Yes.
Okay, so... It tells you to check back in 2 to 3 days, but basically after the client interview, they're going to have everything filled in on here, okay? What you want to get a jump on, though, it's going to say if you want to add some photos, click here. So go ahead and click on that.
Okay.
And that is going to take you to the media. Let me click and make sure it does it. Yeah, so it'll take you to the media portion, okay? So if you want to add your logo that you have in there, you can, but I'm going to message Steve Lyons, okay? I would put it in there, though, like the digital one you have. That way he has something to work with, and then he could also go over all the options. He usually sends you, like, 3 to 5 different options for the logo, you know?
Okay.
So I would attach that in there. That way I could tell him, hey, look in his media. He has the logo he has now. Can you please make like 3 to 5 different options for him, you know? And then when he sends you the options, if you want any changes, just let him know and he'll make it happen basically, you know? And then also any business photos or videos you have, you want to attach those because that's what we're going to use for the website, the Google listing, the Facebook business page. Like the media in there is what we use for all your online presence. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now, I want to show you how to always be able to get back there. So do me a favor. Go back to your emails and go to the Welcome to Local Splash email.
Okay, I'm there.
Okay. So it'll say, hello, Dennis. Welcome to Local Splash, yada, yada, yada. Okay. If you scroll down, you're going to see your credentials. It'll show your username, your password, and the link to be able to get to your dashboard again. Okay. They do also have an app for this. It's newer, right? So they'll, it's included at no additional charge. They'll go over that in the client interview, the app though. Okay.
All right.
Last email. Okay. And this is the most important email. You're going to see one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Okay, so let me explain. These pictures are not pictures that we use on the website or the Google page or Facebook. These are pictures we use for what's called an advanced verification through Google because we found it gets you higher, faster placement on Google. Okay, we're a Google Premier partner, so whenever possible, we use this. So when you pull that email up, it's going to ask you for like tools and or equipment, work vehicle, business license, insurance, a business card, yada, yada, yada. Anything you have on there, you want to submit it. Anything you don't, like you don't have your business card made yet and you don't have a workplace, it's not like a pizza shop, you know? So you would just skip the things you don't have, okay? to attach those, you're going to click the link, and it'll like the url.localsplash.com/Google, and we do send that directly to Google for the priority placement. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So, do you have any questions for me so far?
I mean, do you guys also help, like, with, I guess, invoice formats?
We don't. We do not help with the invoices. If you have, so that's a great question. If you want to, like, take, like, cards, or if you have, like, an estimate thing that you use that you want on the website, we can attach all that there, right? Basically, though, if you attach that, like, payment integration, you'll need to have, like, your own link, because we don't want to handle your payments for you. Like, we want them to go directly to you, right? So you can attach that type of stuff, but we don't create invoices, unfortunately.
Okay.
Yeah, a good one a lot of my clients use, though, is, like, QuickBooks. You know, I know there's a bunch of other things out there, too, but we don't do invoicing, unfortunately, you know?
Yeah, that's not a problem. I mean, for now, I'm probably going to use Square, but I was looking at QuickBooks as well.
Yeah, Square is a good one, too. I hear that one all the time. And if you want to – I know usually with yours, like, you go do the estimate and then, you know, you set up payment there. So a lot of times you don't need it on the website, but if you want payment integration on the site, we can do that, and it's at no additional charge. But we don't do the invoice creation, you know. Okay, so yeah, so I always like to prioritize it, because I know when you sign up, you get all these emails. So the most important emails is the action needed email, and then also you want to go into your dashboard and start getting your photos, videos loaded on there. That way we have something to use for the listings we're creating. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Your client interview, again, it's scheduled for 4 p.m. today. Okay? That's going to come from our 877 number, and you'll receive a text reminder 1 hour before, which is only like 18 minutes away. But what I'm going to do, too, is I'm going to message Steve to start working on the logo for you ASAP. Because I know you have the shirts being made, business cards, et cetera. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Any questions for me right now?
This sounds good. I'm kind of glad we got in touch. Like, it was a good time.
You're going to love it, man. It's great. And I'll tell you this, too. I've been here 7 years. I have the highest retention rate at the company. So I really take care of my clients. If you ever have questions or want changes, don't hesitate to call me. Okay. Anytime you call, if I'm on the phone with another client, always call you back right after I'm off the phone with them. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Congratulations, brother. Look out for that call here shortly, and I'm going to get all these notes over, and I'll message Steve directly about the logo too. Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. All right. You have a great rest of your day. Okay. We'll talk to you very soon.
All right. Okay. Thank you. You too. Bye.
All right. Bye.